ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rush Limbaugh.
Thanks very much. Lively crowd. We hope we can keep this intensity up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I think we will. We have an interesting show coming up. I mentioned at the close of yesterday's program that transnational, transglobal scientists are conspiring, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy the sovereignty of the planet Pluto. Now, I don't know... See, right away, you think I'm making it all up. I'm not. Take a look. This was in the Monday issue of USA Today. They are going to demote Pluto. It's not a planet, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody has just said it's an ice dwarf. It's just a chunk of ice floating around, and it was discovered. It was discovered by an American. What was it, 66 years ago, 76 years ago, whenever it was, 1930, so it'll be 66 years ago. The only planet in the solar system discovered by an American. And now they're saying it's not even a planet. This is an attack, ladies and gentlemen, on the sovereignty of the good planet Pluto. At least we still have Uranus. And you know how they used to discover planets back then? They had thousands of pictures of outer space taken with an Earth telescope, just black and white specks. And some guy would sit around with a magnifying glass and look at each picture and try to track the movement of a particular speck. And if they tracked it, it was then proclaimed a planet. What they're now saying is that Pluto has no solar origins like it has to have if it's to be actually a planet. And I just thought you'd like to know, with all of the charges that the United States is losing its sovereignty, now the only planet in the solar system discovered by an American, they're saying, is not a planet, it's an ice dwarf. Don't let this happen, ladies and gentlemen. America's heritage depends on this decision. We had a question during the audience briefing before we started the program about the press and why they're so hard on Buchanan. And the press is being really hard on Buchanan, I think largely because he's conservative. But I also wish to remind you, I'm the one who told you that all of these Republican candidates, long before the primaries began, I told you that they would all undergo the media anal exam. The press wants to get even for how tough it's been for Clinton, so they're not going to spread it around and give it to all the Republicans. And look at this story. This is from the New York Daily News on Tuesday. I didn't know this. Buchanan has 5 homes that he uses as rental properties. They are in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Bethesda, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Silver Springs, Maryland. And they rent, generally, here's one that rents for $830 a month, another one for $1,200, another for $1,295, and one for $1,075 a month. And he's owned these things since 1969. 71. He's bought them over a period of years. He owns them outright now, and he simply uses them as rental properties, and no doubt hires a management firm to manage them. He probably doesn't do this himself. And the whole story here is basically about how Buchanan is a slumlord. And they cite some of the horrid stories from tenants who live in these dwellings. One guy said, the guy who lives in his house in Bethesda, Maryland, says, "We have a lot of mold growing in the bathroom ceiling." Excuse me, it's called Comet, you lazy creep. Why don't you just go clean it yourself? Mold in the ceiling. Jeez. So you look up and there's a little mold, and it's Buchanan's fault? It's the owner's fault? Here's another one. Last week, the tenants said, this is another place in Bethesda, they spotted mice running across the floor. It's called traps. And I'll tell you something else. If you people would probably be a little bit more hygienic and stop throwing your food on the floor, you'd stop making an attractive environment for mice. It's Buchanan's fault you got mice in the house. Hey, I've had mice in places I've lived, places I owned. You know what I did? I got rid of them. I didn't complain to whoever sold me the house. One time a mouse, this is a brand new house I had out in Sacramento too, and I was really proud of it. It was a model home and a development. It was a $90,000 house. I was prouder than I've ever been of anything. And I hear this noise, And I said, oh, no, what's this? And it's in a laundry room, which is right off the garage. So I went out there. I'm looking around, and I don't see anything, but I keep hearing it. So I turn around, and I localize the sound, and it's coming from a plastic trash can that does not have a trash bag in it. And I said, oh, no. I went over, and I looked at it, and there was a little mouse trying to find its way out. So I went and got a can of Pam. And I sprayed the mouse with Pam. I thought somehow maybe I could poison it, maybe I could give it... cancer, I don't know what I was trying to do, but I, you know, all the stuff that's bad, I just pshed almost half the can, and the stupid thing liked it. You know, it started licking itself. I said, this is not working. So by that time, the inside of the can is slick as hell. The mouse cannot get out of there, which is a mission accomplished in one regard. It's stuck there. It's trying to climb up, and it slips back. I just grabbed that trash can. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to dump it out in the yard. It just come back in. It was there for a reason, and I didn't want to dump it in the street. I wanted to get rid of it, so I just grabbed the can, knew that Pam was in there, shook it back and forth, and that was it. It was it. And then I went and threw it out in the street. I didn't, not the front yard, the street. And I sat there and waited till a car came by. And I know you animal rights people are going to hate me, but the point is, you got a bunch of helpless waifs living in a Buchanan property blaming him for the mice. And it's a classic example. If you got a problem, you fix it and deal with it yourself. Don't blame the tenant. This is why people don't run for the presidency, folks. You wonder why your favorite candidate's not really running. Who wants to go through this kind of examination? Everything you've done, everything you own, everywhere you've been, go out and try to find a bunch of people who don't like you to say a bunch of stuff about you that isn't true so it gets printed. It's ridiculous, and it's a classic example of media piling on. One other thing here before we go. A lot of people think that Clinton is unbeatable. They hear all the polling data. His approval ratings are up over 50%, 53%. President riding high. Republicans destroying themselves, eating themselves alive, destroying any ability they have to win. Clinton, above it all, looking down, surveying the scene, liking what he sees, feeling safe and secure. Ah, not true. CNN, USA Today, Gallup poll, January 96. This escaped us. We only came across this today. This is March. This is a poll from January. Take a look at some of the things in this poll that were not widely publicized. 56% of the American people do not believe Clinton can get things done. 55% think him dishonest and untrustworthy. 53% think he doesn't share your values or theirs. 61% believe he doesn't keep his promises. Why that's not 100%, I don't know. But that's a tough number here. Now look at this one. 41% think he does not deserve to be re-elected, ladies and gentlemen. Applause, which it's the loudest line of applause anything's gotten on this show all day. The fact that Clinton doesn't deserve to be reelected. Any of you Republican candidates watching this show, learn from this. Start hitting Clinton. Leave each other alone. Clinton's the enemy. Go after him. Right? And then they go again. Raucous. Loud. Uncontrolled rage out there. Well, in the March 5th issue of the New York Post, you know, Newt Gingrich endorsed Dole, and the New York Post has a story about that. And I wanted you to, here's the story. We've copied it from the paper. Here's where the story begins, and all the way down here is this little bitty paragraph about another piece of poll data. And it's a Lewis Harris national poll. Here's what the paragraph says. You can read along. A new Lewis Harris national poll found Clinton's favorable rating has fallen steadily since the fall to 46%. Quote, no sitting president with a negative job rating just before an election has ever been reelected, said polling company chairman Humphrey Taylor. So, those of you who think that Clinton is unbeatable and it is hopeless and lost unless certain things happen, this, I think, bears out what is... I'll bet you this is pretty close to White House internal polling data, if you ask me. They have to be in trouble up there. You can't get away with the stuff that he's been doing for 3.5 years. even with people who don't pay attention. It's not a slam dunk for Clinton, and that's why the sooner they start taking him seriously as the opposition, the better everybody's going to feel and the more positive and upbeat people are going to be about the chances of actually getting him out of office. We'll take a break and be back with some economic news that may not be as bad as you think right after this.
You have a house. I see children, maybe boy, maybe girl, lots of family, lots of friends. But wait, I don't see any life insurance. Are you out of your mind? Why don't you have any personal life insurance?
We feel we can't afford it.
You can afford it. Simply call 1-800-495-LIFE to find out how much protection $15, $20, or $25 a month will buy for your family. From AmeriCare, tailored terms.
And I'm glad you called, because for $20 a month...
If you're not protected, why? When for just a few dollars a month, you can have the security of AmeriCare, tailored term. Call now, 1-800-495-LIFE, 1-800-495-LIFE, for your free telephone quote.
Now I see entire family protected. I see smart decisions. I see AmeriCare, tailored term.
Could you use a few hundred extra dollars every month? The friendly experts at First American Financial Services are just a phone call away. We'll show you how to consolidate your high-interest credit card payments into one substantially lower payment each month, at lower interest than you're paying now. If you talk to your tax preparer, you'll probably be able to write the interest off your income taxes, unlike the interest you're paying now. You could literally be saving thousands of dollars right now if you just pick up a phone. It's easy to qualify. Even with no equity in your home, we'll finance up to 115% of your home's value for you. And don't worry about your credit. We mean it when we say we'll work with you. Look what we did for this couple. Reduced their payments by nearly $550 a month. So pay off your high interest bills and make one low monthly payment instead.
You can apply right now over the phone. Call First American's friendly professionals and start realizing your savings tomorrow. It cost you nothing to get this information, but it could cost you thousands not to.
You can get what you need at All Renco, the only way to go!
All Renco's celebration is going on now. We're opening new All Renco stores and lowering the price you pay for the world's best rent-to-own values. Rent this good-looking transitional sofa and chair or this 20-inch TV with built-in VCR. Your choice, just $14.99 a week. When you rent selected products during the All Renco celebration, you get 30 minutes of free long-distance calling. This offer is limited, so call or come in today.
You can get what you need at All Renco, the only way to go!
Thank you, Bud. Thank you. All right. Beginning Sunday, the New York Times was running a big 14, 13, whatever, 12-part series on how there are no jobs left in America. Was that the montage? Was that it? Seven-part series. Whatever. 7, 14, 12, it doesn't matter. Any more than one is off the beaten path. Sunday said, on the battlefield of business, millions of casualties. Monday, the company is family no more. And on Tuesday, big holes where the dignity used to be. I've been reading this series. Frankly, I didn't even think I should bother showing up here today to do the program because I thought there wouldn't be anybody here. I thought the place had been shut. Somebody's applauding. Somebody's applauding the fact that there would be nobody here. Did you? So anyway, I was stunned. I hate this negativism. This look to the future to see doom and gloom, and to sit there and say I'm helpless. I can't do anything about it unless somebody helps me or a government program comes along. It bothers me. Because, folks, you are what make this country work. Not a government program, not a bunch of people in Washington coming up with solutions to problems. You make it work. You always have. And if you get in a mood that says, I can't do anything about it, jobs are going overseas, corporations are mean, you're not going to make the country work anymore. We went out on the street today. I wanted to find out what the people randomly selected on the street would say. We asked them two questions. First question is about this New York Times poll. Do you feel... pessimistic or optimistic about your career and future. And here's what they said.
Well, with the current downsizing in most corporate America, it's a little uncertain as to what the future is. Very concerned.
I'm the source of whether it's good or bad, and I want to be positive, and so I'm going to create it to be positive.
Good.
My personal future, I feel optimistic about.
Good.
The future of this country and the world, I feel more pessimistic about.
At this point in my life, I feel pretty optimistic, but more about my personal future. Because in terms of where the country's headed, I guess we'll see what happens with this election, see what's going to happen with that.
Well, personally, I feel optimistic about my future, but the future of the country, that's another question.
Well, I feel that people make their own future.
Amen.
I myself have lost 2 jobs in the past, and I've always gotten a better job every time I got laid off. It depends on the individual.
All right, there you go. That's it. That is it. We found one guy. Now, note something. Except for the first guy, who's obviously a Clinton voter, everybody said they're doing fine and they think their future's going to be okay. But I'm worried about everybody else. I'm worried about America. You know what I think that is? I think that's the result of being pounded every day by network news about how rotten it is, by looking at polls like the New York Times is running, everybody being told how rotten it is. But in their own lives, people's futures, they're pretty optimistic about. They're worried about everybody else. It's fascinating. The same thing in 1992. You go ask, Clinton's running around saying, worst economy in the last 50 years. You go ask people, well, I'm frankly doing fine, but I'm worried about my neighbor. You know, it's this clearly is by the way, what your neighbor's doing is none of your business. Stop it. Second question, should the federal government get involved in the dispute over corporate job security? This is key. Robert B. Reich and Buchanan and Ted Kennedy and a number of people think that the government ought to sit there and look out over corporate America and say, good corporation, and give them tax breaks. Bad corporation, you're not getting tax breaks. And there are people in New York who think it's a good idea. Watch this.
If you can ensure job security, yeah. But I think making that promise just to receive a tax break would be in the unethical vein that we see corporations acting in this day.
Yeah, I believe they should simply because they make enough money, large corporations. So if they get tax breaks, it should be to make sure people remain on their jobs.
Sure, job security is a great thing.
I believe they should. Jobs are the key. Big companies need incentives to build their business and be able to hire more people.
Sure, I mean, that's an idea Bob Reich, I think, has talked about, and I think I tend to agree with it, sure.
No. I don't think so. And a lot of the corporations that are given tax breaks don't live up to their end of the bargain anyway, so I don't see why they deserve any more. Give the tax breaks where they're needed.
Thank you, ma'am. Glad we found a woman in this list, somebody to finally make sense. All these people, I don't even think they know it. They're asking for government to be involved in the corporate and business structure of America, and it's just the absolute wrong way to go. When we come back, some statistics that will indicate the economy is not nearly as bad as most people think it is. Don't go away.
Is this how you spent the holidays? Well, you're not alone. Today, about 50% of a family's monthly income goes towards paying debts. And with credit card interest rates averaging 18%, those payments can be enormous. If you're a homeowner, start 1996 with a tax-deductible home equity loan from the Money Store. Even if your credit is less than perfect, you can consolidate your bills and establish a new budget with one loan, one payment. Call the Money Store at 1-800-LOAN-YES.
She wanted to remember their love, to immortalize the passion they once shared for butter. But cholesterol took away their love until...
My darling, if only you could taste this.
I can't
can't believe it's not butter.
It's the original spread flavored with real sweet green buttermilk for a fresh butter taste, but without the cholesterol.
What a work of art.
I can't believe it's not butter. The taste you love without the cholesterol.
Buy your next nearly new vehicle at Crystal Ford's Used Car Supercenter. Always hundreds from which to choose, be it a sporty sedan, convertible, two or four-door, be it truck, van, import, or domestic. They're always on sale at the huge Used Car Supercenter at Crystal Ford. Let's make it crystal clear. There's always a warranty on a Crystal used vehicle. And yes, they are on sale all day, every day, so don't rush. We make it easy with the fastest financing and highest trades. Do it right and make it easy on yourself at Crystal Ford.
Now UPN20's Community Calendar. Chevy Chase Presbyterian Church will hold their 19th annual Bach Marathon on March 17th at 1 p.m. 10 organists will take turns playing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. It's free. Call 202-363-2202. Silver Spring Stage will hold auditions for the production of Few Good Men March 16th at 1 p.m. 15 roles are available in this gripping courtroom drama of two young Marines charged with the death of a fellow corpsman. Call 301-869-3365. During Women's History Month, WDCA and the National Museum of Women in the Arts present Women Making a Difference. Send nominations to Post Office Box 9662, Washington, D.C., 20016. The Warner Theater presents the gospel musical He Say, She Say, But What Does God Say? March 10th at 7:30 p.m. It's a performance filled with singing and soul-searching. Call 202-783-4000. The Community Calendar is a public service of UPN 20.
Our good friend Jim Glassman has a great column in the Washington Post. Far From Doomsday is the title. I've culled some statistics that he cites in this. I want you to look at this. Since 1979, 43 million jobs have been lost in America, but 70 million have been created. Since 1982, the trough of the last serious recession, the number of working Americans has increased 32%. The gross domestic product has increased 3% annually since the 1990-91 recession. U.S. job growth in 1994 was the highest in a decade, and inflation is lower than in any other five-year period since the early 1960s. Now, look, we've all heard about the AT&T layoffs of 40,000 workers, but check this out. MCI Communications employment figures. They had 12,000 employees in 1985. Today, 48,000. Sprint Communications, another phone company. Employment figures, 1985, 27,000 employees. Today, 52,000 employees. Cable operators and programmers. 1978, they had 24,000 employees. Look at this today, 112,000 workers. I mean, we live in a fluid economy. Things change all the time. Technological advancement, invention. Consultants at the WEFA Group predict that the new telecommunications deregulation bill alone will add 3.4 million jobs to the U.S. economy in the next 10 years. Also, it was pointed out by Mr. Glassman in this piece, James Madison in the Federalist Number 10, there's nothing wrong with different people earning different amounts of money or having different degrees of wealth as long as there is a good chance for everyone else to rise. And study after study shows in America still to this day, there is that chance. Now, here's is another great series of statistics, social mobility. Most people think if you're in the middle class, you're there for all your life. If you're poor forever. If you're rich, you were born that way, and you're going to stay that way. It's not true. People move in and out of these categories all the time. Americans in the bottom quintile, the lowest fifth of income earners, 1979 versus where they were in 1991. Only 5% remained at the bottom from 1979 to 91. 59% moved to the top or to the next top quintile. Over the same 12 years, 3/8 of those in the top quintile dropped at least one level. This is a stunning figure, this one. Only 5% remained in the same quintile from 1979 through 1981. There is all sorts of upward mobility. Now about AT&T, it is true that they laid off 40,000 workers. Are they bad because they laid off 40,000 workers? Well, look at some of the other things about AT&T that you might say is pretty good. They sharply lowered the cost of making long-distance calls. They've contributed about $2 billion a year to the Treasury in taxes. AT&T has invested billions more in buying equipment from U.S. suppliers, and they've made 2.3 million shareholders more economically secure in their old age. It is the incorrect thing to do to look at layoffs at one company like AT&T and to ignore all the other evidence. To think that this is a static economy, that once you start welding, you weld for the rest of your life. Once you work on an auto assembly line, you do that for the rest of your life. That is not the U.S. economy. Never has been. There's never been the promise that you got job security or a guarantee of a job for the rest of your life. Never has been. There never will be. Don't be pessimistic. You have more control over your destiny than you think. Most of the limitations that you face are self-imposed, folks. We'll be back after this.
Soon, you may have something better to wake up to.
You have got to be kidding.
Because starting March 21st, Publishers Clearing House will wake up 30 winners in 30 days with prizes up to $100,000. Enter and you could wake up a winner.
Men, is gray hair sneaking up on you right under your nose?
It is sneaking up on me. Here, too.
You need Just for Men gel. Brush in and in 5 minutes, rinse.
It's the sure thing for a natural look.
Just for Men gel.
Different people, different one-a-days. Each formula starts with essential vitamins, but one adds more of the nutrients that are important to women. Another has more of the key vitamins that help keep men healthy. And folks over 55 get more of the cell-protective antioxidants they need.
For everybody, there's a one-a-day.
No wait weather. First sports, all the news at half the time. UPN 20 News at 10. The plan is in motion. All systems are go. Get ready for the next adventure. Starting March 9, Deep Space Nine moves to Saturdays at 7.
I'm afraid you're just going to have to get used to it.
To make way for UPN's hot new Wednesday night. Saturday nights at 7, starting March 9, here on UPN 20.
Arthur, you're wrong! You think a gangster's in the church?
My Bible says, whosoever will, let him come.
From writer and director David E. Talbert comes the gospel play, He Say, She Say. But what does God say?
Just because I'm a black man in America don't mean I have to sell drugs all my life.
Due to overwhelming demand, a second week has been added in the Warner Theater.
I could never be a real man without Jesus in my life.
Tickets on sale now or charged by phone.
The law offices of Howard & Howard are committed to provide each client with legal services of the highest quality. We'll resolve your bankruptcy, divorce, or personal injury in an efficient manner according to the law and your best interests. And auto accidents will accept only a percentage of what we collect for you. In other words, we'll get results or you don't pay.
For the location nearest you, call Howard & Howard 202-488-7373.
All set?
You bet I am. Thanks to you.
A few weeks ago with Jesse, I noticed something. Dandruff. So I told him about Head & Shoulders. Regular shampoos just rinse flakes away. Head & Shoulders helps prevent flakes from even forming.
Because great hair can't have flakes.
Thanks for your attention, folks. Sorry we're out of time, but be with us next time. We'll be right here then. See you.
Services provided and promotional fees paid by the following.
Quit chewing tobacco with Mint Snuff All Mint Chew. Mint Snuff is made from mint, not tobacco. For a store near you, call 1-800-EAT-MINT. Now available at Sam's Clubs.
Whether it's fair or not, every day people judge you by the words you use.
Verbal Advantage Vocabulary Tapes. Learn more. Call now. 1-800-549-WORD.
Melatonex. The only time-release melatonin tablet. Melatonex for sound, natural sleep. All night, every night. Make sure it ends with an X. Melatonex.
Conair's amazing anti-static dryer eliminates static, leaves hair manageable, easier than ever to style.